Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast, episode 199.22474487139. This is your first time listening, the synchronicity is upon us, and we are all becoming one. And I hope you understood my little riddle. So, if you get that, you're a true friend. I'm your host, Kyle McLemore, joined with Micah McGowan.
It is I.
Everyone else is dead. Micah, I hope you know no one can hear those soundboards.
Damn it.
Well, as funny as it is to me and you, unfortunately, no one's going to hear it. Unless I do some finagling, which maybe I will. I'll just put in some random noises.
It'll there you fine. Go. That might work.
That has nothing to do with this. Yeah, so riddle me this, Batman. What is it? What is that thing when mommy and daddy lay down naked and hug each other? What is even that? What are they doing in there? Tell me, Batman!
I don't know, Joker. It keeps me up at night. I don't even go in their bedroom.
Never had any parents.
I've asked Alfred, but he just suggests I go out and fight more crime.
And stop taking in children to fight crime with me.
He's like, Batman, they're asking
Everyone's
questions.
Everyone's fucked in that universe. Anyways, this is the first time listening. We talk about metal and video games. Go to patreon.com/metalgamerspodcast. I don't know. Run the rocks upon us. You know what's happening. If you're on the know, you're in the know. You figured it out. All right.
If you're seeing other people in the streets and they're giving you the weird wink, that they know. They know.
these are the episodes in between the episodes. And we're going to stretch it out for as long as we can, milk as much as possible, until we're all willingly able to get super drunk at the same time. It's hard to do with five grown adults with a lot of responsibilities to carve out some time to do some deviant shit, okay? for your entertainment, at the very least.
But for some reason, we could get together regular for D&D. That was pretty...
Yeah. true. It's the same thing, really.
Same thing, yeah.
And we also recorded that, so go check that out. The Guild of Inspiration, it's over there. Go check that out. We got to monetize our behavior as much as possible.
Monetize our behavior.
Speaking of monetizing, listen to this. I've been playing some video games, and it's been a fun time. Baldur's Gate 3 continues to be Baldur's Gate 3. If you've heard of that game, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing it now. Everyone, all the kids love it.
You got to tell you, man, the supply
I'm
is still good.
At the end of... Yeah. I'm near the end of Act 2. And I remember on a previous episode, you were telling Mike, like, wow, didn't you think that the game could have ended around there? And I'm not even at the end of it, but I'm like, yeah, I see it. I see that this is, quote unquote, the end of a normal game, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is apparently an above and beyond game, and Act 3 apparently is just as massive as anything else.
It's ridiculous. Like, I'm in my Dark Urge playthrough, I am at the beginning of Act 3, and, like, it's still... stumps me. I'm like, oh man, this area is so big, and this isn't even this isn't even the city. Like, and that's the beginning of Act 3. Like, it's just, and then there's so much to do within that area. Like, and my Dark Urge playthrough is finally, like, I'm starting to get the story of, like, the Dark Urge stuff, which has been super interesting. And I'm just, man.
It seems incredibly interesting.
Yeah, some people were hoping for more, I think, but I don't know. I think. My expectation for this was just like, oh, cool. It's cool to have a character with a backstory that you don't know in terms of like the one you're playing. Because otherwise it's your own headcanon and stuff. And that's all good. But so I really like that
they
did this.
Like, your dude literally has amnesia and he's like, why am I so evil? What is wrong with me?
Yeah. So I've been really enjoying the slow burn of that story. And like. Man, I tell you, dude, my sister posted a meme that was, like, the kid crying with, like, the toy gun. It's, like, when you have to be mean to an NPC or companion. Oh, yeah. Like, dude, it's hard, man. Like, this game gives me Red Dead 2 vibes, where when you do something bad, it makes you feel really bad.
Yeah. It looks too good.
Yeah. Like, they don't pull any punches, man.
Like, oh, I didn't want to see that.
Yeah,
especially
like,
that graphical fidelity. Like, that's insane.
And I love that when the Dark Urge stuff pops up and it's like, oh, you feel this, you feel the urge, and you're like, oh, no, not here, dude, no.
Like, to be fair, like, one of my coworkers was talking about, he did the Dark Urge playthrough first.
Whoa.
And I was like, holy shit, that's
fuck,
crazy.
Get it out of the way.
Like, well, he was like, well, I don't have any connection to any of these characters right now, so it's not going to feel as bad.
I'm like, holy shit.
Fair philosophy.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Fair philosophy. That was Joe.
Then you can
it?
Go back and save them on your next playthrough.
Can you,
save
though?
Them from
can
yourself. You? I don't know. It's like Undertale. Like, do you know about that?
No, like I know of Undertale, but I don't know all the ins and
like
outs.
If you go on a genocide run and kill everybody, like all the bosses and stuff, like you're really not supposed to in that game, and then you go back and play through it and do it like do a passive run after the fact, like your memory will like tell NPCs certain things, and NPCs will be like, there's something about you. I don't know what it is, but...
Keeping an eye on
remember you did something wrong.
Interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised if Baldur's Gate was like, you save scummed, and then like an NPC was like, something's not right with you.
Wait a minute, I've had this conversation before.
Why did you quick save? What's
yeah,
going
what's
on?
Going on? Hey, why did you like stutter for a second? What's going on there?
Yeah.
Man, I would love to do a full Dark Urge playthrough, like with a full party. Like all four of us do Dark Urge. Just lean in real hard.
I wonder if that would break it. Like scripted events would just like happen like four times over or something.
No,
like
it
that.
Would probably. I have noticed that some cutscenes are separated, but then some cutscenes are like whoever goes into the whoever gets there first, that person
yeah,
will be
true.
In the cutscene. So like for certain like big story cutscenes, it does seem to be individual cutscenes. Like we're all experiencing our own thing, making our own dialogue choices and stuff like that. So I'm sure for some of these Dark Urge things, it'd probably be the same where it's like there's not going to be four different bards.
Ooh, why not?
Because I just don't think it would work that way. Like, no, I mean, for like in that one scene in the camp without trying to spoil anything.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's probably just going to be one of the people. Who knows? But Dark Urge is fun.
You're probably right.
I can't wait to go through again and do something different. Like,
it's one of those games. Like I said, like if we're playing this in the next 10 years, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
like oh,
with
we
mods
want to do
and everything,
another run of Baldur's Gate. Like yes, like it's literally like a roller coaster ride to me. Where I'm like, that's the most fun shit ever. It goes on forever.
Yeah,
and I just want to get on that ride again. Like let's go.
Yeah,
fantastic stuff. Aside from that though, I've been playing Mortal Kombat 1. I finally got through the story mode of the game. And it is interesting. It's pretty cool, I guess. Like, there are some twists and turns that I really enjoy. I guess spoilers for Mortal Kombat 1, if you guys want to, for, like, the next few minutes.
Skip ahead to
you'll
hear
Cyberpunk
talk.
5 or 10 minutes. Huh?
Skip ahead till you hear Cyberpunk talk.
I'll put it in the show notes this week, because it's spoilers specifically I would like to avoid.
Fair enough.
But for Mortal Kombat 1... I don't even know if this is a spoiler because it literally just did all of Mortal Kombat again.
Well, yeah.
Which is really cool. Yeah, but the thing about Mortal Kombat story is that it's all canonical.
Yep.
Like, it all happened in sequence, and they're constantly referencing itself over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Street Fighter and Tekken, like, grow as a series. Like, characters get older. New characters get introduced. New things are happening. Mortal Kombat is like, hey, remember this? Hey, remember that? Like,
yeah,
you did it all. Like, the story starts with them kind of rebooting OG Mortal Kombat. Like, oh, we got to get the band together because we got to fight these dudes to prove the Earthrealm's worthy of being Earthrealm. And I'm like, cool. And it is very much like a kung fu action movie this time where we're like 9, 10, and 11 were like Marvel movies, like super fucking over-the-top magic and sorcery and crazy shit.
Yeah.
This is very much like a Hollywood action movie, which is very fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not super crazy about how human the designs are for all of the characters. Like, they all look really cool, and it's very, like I said, high fidelity, and, like, the mechanics of everything
looks
is
great.
Pretty good, but... I don't know. Scorpion isn't Scorpion. Sub-Zero isn't Sub-Zero. Like, they're just, like, everyone's just a dude. Like, there's way too many dudes with hats that I'm like, who the fuck are you? And then there's, like, more versions of the same dudes with hats. And sometimes they're together, and I'm like, stop. What are you? Who the fuck are you? And then they mix shit up. I feel like they literally told us, like, what the next game's gonna be. Like, whatever fucking Mortal Kombat 2 is going to be. Like, they ruined it. They fucking broke this series altogether. But, near the end where they're doing the Armageddon thing, where they wrap it all the way back around to Armageddon, which is fucking hilarious, and I did really like that.
Yeah.
Where it was like, hey, like, pick your character, and it's like, it shows, like, the massive crowd of characters, which is what they did in Armageddon, and I was like, holy shit. But they did OG Mortal Kombat, they did the Deadly Alliance shit, where they, like, summoned the statues and the armies and all that stuff. Like, they did all of it, and it literally ended right there. It was like, hey, we just told you Mortal Kombat again. We sold it to you for $70. For $70, we sold you a pre-written fucking story with a higher fidelity and better graphics.
Yeah, that is fair. That is,
and that lasts. But the Armageddon thing was my favorite thing ever, because that's where it got super fucking goofy. And I find it odd that, once again, here we have a piece of media that is, we're doing multiverse, and maybe it's a product of the time. Maybe this game was in development for the last 3, 4, 5 years, and they were like, oh, multiverse, it's the new hotness, let's do it.
I don't know.
And it worked so easy for them, and they kind of did it with the last game already, you know?
Yeah.
With having the timelines and all that shit. But I like the way that this mix and matched characters. Like, once you start doing the Armageddon level, like I said, I bet the next video game is going to be like, hey, you can mix and match characters. That's what we're going to do for Mortal Kombat. Because they had, like, what was it, Quantum Chi, which was a mix of Geras and Quan Chi. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Quantum Chi, that's the best character I've ever seen. He's a big, beefy Quan Chi who can do magic and skull shit.
So mix and match characters, it would literally mix and match the skins, too? And the movesets?
Kinda. It was like, oh, here's the model of one character. They have some of the moveset of another character. Like, they had one character that I knew they weren't going to have because it was a mix of two of the cameo fighters, which was Sonya Blade and Kano. It was just Sonya Blade with a fucking laser eye.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? That's awesome, but obviously I'm not going to fight them because that's two cameos mixed together.
Yeah.
But I'm like, in the next game, I guarantee they're just going to do that. You're going to be like, hey, you can mix and match characters. That's what's going to happen. I don't know.
Mortal Kombat.
Especially, like, with the cliffhanger that it left off on and everything.
I appreciate what they do with delivering a cinematic experience with these fighting games. Like, for me, it really connected with the Injustice series. So, like, I can't really hate on this format because I think the format is awesome. But yeah, it does suck. I didn't even really think about it because I don't know the Mortal Kombat original timeline that well. So, like, I was not aware that these, like, I knew Deadly Alliance, I knew Armageddon, like, I knew of those things, but I wasn't aware of, like, how they were delivered or, like, their structure and stuff. So, like, to know that they pretty much just fed me an entire saga of Mortal Kombat
the
in one game.
Part. Yeah, the funniest part is, like, Mortal Kombat, the original stuff was just like the tournament.
Yeah.
And then Deadly Alliance was where it got story heavy. And then Armageddon was the last thing that they did where it's like, we got all the characters and it's the craziest it's ever been. Like, the end of the world kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mortal Kombat 9 came out in like 2009, I think. But they just call that Mortal Kombat. Like, when you look back at that, it doesn't say Mortal Kombat 9. It literally just says Mortal Kombat. They rebooted it. Just like they're doing again.
Wait, so how far up did it...
And then...
Go ahead.
The story of that is during Armageddon, Raiden sends a message back to himself in the past that reboots everything. So the timeline starts over. And then... So, canonically, it's this new timeline again where they redo Mortal Kombat 1 all the way up to where they are. And then Mortal Kombat 10 and 11 happen, which I guess might be slightly different story. There's some more stuff that kind of happens there. But then one is just, here it is again. Here it is again. Enjoy. Except now it's like a kung fu movie. Like an Ong Bak, if you will, or The Raid.
I cannot,
with some magic.
I cannot wait for this YouTube breakdown where somebody goes point by point and is just like an Actman style video or something. Sorry, you're munching right now. But that sucks.
Sorry.
You're good. Yeah, that sucks, man. I did enjoy the story. I watched it all on YouTube. I was like, oh, yeah, this was fun. This was dumb and fun. And, like, I would have paid, like, if this was a condensed movie in a theater, I would have watched that and been like, yeah, fine. Like,
yeah, honestly, if they were like, hey, we want to put out a Mortal Kombat TV show, I'd be like, just put this out.
Yeah.
This is great.
Section
this
out. This
would be a great TV show.
Yeah.
It's a decent enough story. It's cheesy as fuck. They can't stop saying the word timeline, Mortal Kombat, and, like, just all the same things over and over again.
Like, it's funny they don't do that because, like, if they took whatever profit they got from this game and then just rendered quick fight scenes where all the fights take place, like, you could totally put this out on the Netflix or something. Like,
and, yeah, exactly. If you just choreographed the fight scenes, then you'd be done. Like, or even if you just showed the fucking video game and then just had AI, like, fight or whatever.
Yep.
Be like, hey, this is just an advertisement for the game. Like, you watch the show, now you want to play that shit. But, I have a lot of gripes with it. Like, I played all the way through the story. The story shows me all the coolest fucking characters and the coolest fucking skins I've ever seen. And I'm like, I want those skins. I want my fighters to look like that. And you play through the entire story. They don't give you shit. They don't give you a goddamn thing. There's this other mode called Invasions, which is a very shitty, like, board game style fighting game mix 'em up that I hate. It is not fun. I do not want to do it. But that's how you unlock currency. That's how you unlock skins and palettes and bullshit like that. Which sucks because I want my Mortal Kombat characters to look how I want them to look. Mm-hmm. I paid $70 for this game.
Yeah.
Why can't I do any of that? I played your entire story and you didn't give me anything but like some slightly different mask for Sub-Zero. They all look the same. They're all blue masks that you wear for COVID when that happens.
No, you should, like, you got to appeal to the PvE audience for these kind of, for fighting games. Like, there needs to be, like, hey, go through story mode once and, like, get some stuff unlocked for doing that, and then keep going up, play through story mode through the different higher difficulties over and over, and then, like, that's how you should unlock those skins. Because there's plenty of people, dude, who are going to play Mortal Kombat and are not going to play that shit online. And they're not going to earn progress.
Yeah,
they're not going to play these other game modes. Like, they don't care for that shit. Like, I don't know. Like, you got
to. They used to do the crypt. Like, my favorite thing about it was the crypt. Like, you unlock currency by doing whatever. Doing towers, doing online, doing story, whatever the fuck you want to do. You get currency. You go to the crypt. You randomly unlock shit. Super fun. I love that.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing in itself. Now, it's literally just like one of those battle passy bullshit things where it's like, hey, look over here. It's literally a golden dragon that melts your money down into fucking bullshit. Like, you put all your money in a thing, the dragon melts your fucking gold down. It's like, here's your, ooh, you got a slightly bluer tint for Sub-Zero, which I literally got, like, a teal tint for Sub-Zero.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my God.
It just looks like you washed it a bunch. Like,
wow.
Like, it just looks like shit.
Acid wash Sub-Zero.
And, of course, they have, like, the seasonal bullshit. And, like, man, my biggest problem with this game is that, like I said, it's a $70 game. If you did not pre-order this game, you do not get Shang Tsung as
a whole
fighter
character
in this game. That's a whole character who is literally in the first trailer that they showed for this game. He is a core, integral part of the story of this game. He has more screen time than most of the fighters in this game. Yet he is behind a $10 paywall if you did not pre-order this game.
Fuck,
so that's $80 to have a quote-unquote complete version of this game with a K, I guess, because everything has
character with a K.
Yeah. And on top of that, you know the DLC characters that they have?
Yeah, like, which I am slightly,
Peacemaker.
Homelander.
Do you
Peacemaker.
Know how much that is?
I will take a stab at $30.
It's a little more than that.
Fucking hell. I thought I was on the high end.
Yeah.
What is... What is it?
$50.
Are they really charging $10 a character?
Yeah. Yeah. $10 a character.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And even bundled together, it's like no discount, no nothing. $10 a character. $70 game for like $50 is more than half of that shit to begin with. That's insanity to me.
So you're telling me 55 characters are worth all of the production time of that game? When you think about those cutscenes and the voice act, like $50. Okay, so
and
$50.
Boy, you better like the fucking skins they come with, because getting more of them is going to be a challenge.
So let's see, $70 for the game, $50 for the character pass. That's 120. How much is the deluxe edition? Or like when you pre-order it, it's more expensive. What is that, 90, 80?
I was thinking $100.
Okay, so...
120, actually. I think it was $120.
For their, like... Does that... That's got to include the character pack. If that doesn't...
I do think it comes with a character pack, but it was also one of those, like, ooh, you get to play the game, like, a week earlier, what the fuck
ever? Of course. Everyone's doing that now, dude. Everyone.
I hate it.
Everyone's doing it now. It's now that Starfield got away with it, everybody else is like, yep, everything's now a week early or a few days early.
Dungeons & Dragons is doing it. With a, like, new Planescape thing that they just came out with, those three books or whatever. Like, ooh, yeah. New Planescape books, check them out. Like, you can pre-order them for $60, and if you pre-order it and get the deluxe edition, you get the digital copy of it a week, 2 weeks early. What the fuck? They're books.
Holy fuck,
I'm sick
man.
Of this shit.
Day one, my I'm ass. Sick of it. That doesn't mean anything anymore. What is day one now? Like, Starfield was day one, if you paid the extra money. Like...
Yeah.
Otherwise, you play it on day five. So we're still looking up the price here for the full deluxe edition for Mortal Kombat, because I am curious. Because, like, you're talking about almost a $150 investment for a game.
Yeah.
That's, like, no statue, no... Or maybe it has a statue. I don't know. Like,
well, there is one that had a statue with it as well, which is $250. So there's that. And that statue doesn't look super phenomenal to me. It seems very minimalistic. It's not painted or anything, so I don't know. Looks like $110 for the premium edition. Or at least that's what it is now. I don't remember what it was when it was brand new, because now it matters less, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the premium edition of this game matters less because you can't play it a week early anymore, you know?
Fuck, dude.
So buying it is fairly meaningless.
Yeah. So like, unfortunately... Like, the base price of games going up is fair. Like, I have no issue with that. But, like, it is now becoming this whole, like, few-day early access shit that's getting really annoying. And it's, like, it preys on FOMO so bad.
Mortal Kombat being 112 gigs on my PlayStation, like, is insane.
Yeah.
Like, Mortal Kombat is 60. And I think that
Street
game
Fighter.
Is significantly better in so many ways. Street Fighter, yeah.
Yeah, you said Mortal Kombat, sorry.
Sorry.
It's all good. God, more.
But yeah.
Wow.
Street Fighter is, I think, a significantly better fighting game all around for so many different reasons. I think if you wanted to hop into one, that would be the one. Mortal Kombat still feels good. Like, the actual PvP of it, it feels nice. It is a little bit clunky. Like, that game is very much about, like, this character does these things, and nothing really translates from character to character as much as it does Street Fighter. Where in Street Fighter, it's like, if you know how to play this style of character, you can pretty much play all of those style of characters.
Hmm.
In Mortal Kombat, it's like, Scorpion is Scorpion, and no one else is Scorpion.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
That's pretty interesting.
People like the individuality of fighters sometimes, I guess. I don't know. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard for me to kind of, when people talk about fighting games and like the feel of them, like, I don't have that connection to them. Like, I can't get into them. Like, Smash is hard for me, like, but like, the fighting games, I don't vibe with. I don't get that connection with. Except for UFC. I do take that back. That game does translate to me. So.
Which is a different style of mechanic altogether as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're interesting. I actually got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle R, the remaster of the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fighting game. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Is it for
I'm
PC?
Adding it to our fighting game collection.
Okay.
No, I got it on PS5.
Okay.
I do have a code for it, though, which is interesting. The disc copy of it actually came with a digital code for it, so...
Yeah.
If anyone's interested in that on PS5, let me know.
Kyle, I would actually like to forego my playing of Cyberpunk thing for something else, which, you know, been playing Cyberpunk, Phantom Liberty, haven't finished the campaign yet. When I finish it, I'll talk more about it. Can you bring up Steam for me real quick on your computer?
I can. I'm doing that, yeah.
Okay. Definitely. And when you get in there, you're at the store, go to the search bar for me.
All right.
And type in one of our favorite games of nostalgia, Second Sight.
Oh, boy. There it is.
There it is. It's back. It was once off of Steam, and now it's back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can even see in the reviews, people are like, it's back! Second Sight is a game that me and Kyle will sometimes reference with. We both have a love for old games that were like, you have psychic powers! And we loved PsyOps, the Mindgate Conspiracy. We both loved that game. And then Second Sight was another one of those PS2 games that was like, you have amnesia, but these cool psychic powers, and there were flashbacks, and it wasn't the greatest game, but it was really fun, and the story was pretty good. It was like a thriller. It was pretty fun. And I was searching around on Steam yesterday, and I saw that, and I meant to say something to you yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah, for $10, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, I would. $8.99, they would have had me, but.
Maybe, I don't know.
I just think
it looks cool. It definitely brings me back.
Yeah, I love being able to find old games like that. I wish the Punisher would pop up somewhere. It bums me out that it doesn't.
Man, so I still follow Death Battle on YouTube.
Okay.
You know, the guys from Screw Attack, Rooster Teeth, all that jazz. They just recently did a Cole McGrath versus the prototype guy, Alex Mercer, I think his name is.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, they're doing it. I can't believe it. Like, because I love both of those games so much,
yeah.
Prototype and Infamous, like open world character action games where you're just super powered and you can do all kinds of crazy shit.
It was fun.
I think Infamous was a significantly better story-driven game and, like, mechanically super duper fun,
mm-hmm.
where Prototype just kind of reminded me of being the Incredible Hulk or whatever, like,
yeah.
Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Yep. Oh, great game. Oh, I sure did on GameCube. That game was great.
Yeah, but like those style of games were just so fucking cool.
Yep.
And I always assumed that the Prototype dude was significantly stronger than Cole,
mm-hmm.
but I guess it ended up being Cole was significantly stronger than
Excellent.
Him. I was like, holy Perfect. Shit, oh my god.
Yeah, Thunder.
But also
Lightning.
Just give me another
Infamous
like,
please.
Remake the first two. I'll play them again. That would be the best shit ever.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to know what Sucker Punch is up to. Like, I need... like, give me a Ghost of Tsushima 2. Give me an
Infamous
anything.
That's definitely happening.
Like,
we know Ghost of Tsushima 2 is in the works. I would love to hear that their team is close to finishing Ghost of Tsushima 2, and they're going to maybe pivot and do a remake. That'd be great.
Do another one.
Oh, another Infamous?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the world's kind of open. The world's kind of open. They could kind of do whatever they want, but
weirdly, at the end of I think it was 2, I can't recall, but they almost tease like there was going to be an X-Men like style world where like conduits like way more common.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if they had like a games as a service style game, I think Infamous could really serve that very well. Where
Perhaps.
Like you know that. The Ghost of Tsushima co-op was, like, the most fun shit ever.
Oh,
if you
best.
Just, like, if they could manage to pull it off in the Infamous universe where you played as, like, a co-op four-player fucking, oh, we're different superheroes or whatever. Mm. We're different conduits. Like, oh, lightning, fire, like, whatever. Let's go. Let me do that.
Content and shit would be really tough. Like,
let me do it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Do it
probably
for me.
Won't go well.
All right. you been playing anything else? Want to talk about anything else?
No, it's been pretty much it for me. Like, yeah, a little bit of Baldur's Gate, mostly Cyberpunk, and that's about it.
Nice. Everyone's back on that fucking Cyberpunk, but that's a 2020 game, and now it's time for the news.
Ooh, good. It may
or might not be news. Yeah. For today's news, X-Defiant fucking sucks, dick.
So says the official certification board. Their words, not ours.
This is all I really wanted to talk about today. Even though this is old news and I just totally forgot about it, it's very funny to me because X-Defiant was just one of those Ubisoft like games as a service games where it's like crossing over all of their franchises,
yep.
even though all their franchises are just
dead.
Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
But you know how games are usually, God of War went gold and everyone's happy because that means that the game certification board was like, hey, this game works and it's good and everyone's happy to sell it to the public and it'll be safe for everybody. We promise. Wink, wink.
Yep.
and speaking of, Spider-Man 2 just went gold.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Like, all the voice actors and everyone's super happy about that. But X-Defiant did not clear certification,
oh
which means that game
God.
Fucking sucks, officially, by the books.
Like, dude, we never hear about a game
yeah,
not passing certification,
hear about that shit.
Ever.
And I swore that X-Defiant was out, like, how much they fucking talk about it. Like, maybe it's early access or something. I have no idea.
You would have assumed. I would have assumed that the game was out a while ago. I know they had, like, betas and stuff. I really thought it was close to being done. Like, that's fucking hilarious, dude. Like, you know a game's got to be bad for it to not get certified gold, and then they fucking announce it. Like, was it announced or was it leaked or... Like, I can't believe the board could just announce that.
I don't really know.
Like, that's so wild. Like, how would we know that? Because, like, I'm sure games don't get certified all the time for, like, something silly, and they get sent back, like, hey, there's this weird bug. Like, fix it real quick. Like, it's just, I wonder how we know this. Like, I didn't even think to look that up.
Certification, it pops up. Ubisoft X Defiant fails Xbox and PlayStation certification. Let's see, why did this come out?
What? No, God damn it. Uh-oh. I will not disable ad blocker. Fuck you.
We shall never know. Forbes.
Fuck you, Forbes.
Fuck you, Paul Tassi.
30 30. Damn it, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, well. I was just curious.
Knights of the Old Republic is in trouble. And I'm upset about it.
Well, it might be. But the part of this whole, like, the trailer and all this other stuff and some other things got taken down. Apparently there was, like, some music licensing issues or, like, I don't know, yeah. But that's why it got officially taken down, or maybe that's just their PR cover story. I don't fucking know. They've at least come out and addressed it and said that, at least. But
there was something back in May where it says Asper Media and or Saber Interactive underestimated the scope of the KOTOR remake and it needs more time to work on the game, which I could absolutely understand. Like, I mean, delay it for as long as you need to. As long as it's not dead, I don't care. As long as they're like, it's canceled, I'm like... Give it to somebody who cares, or sell it, or just keep it going. People want that fucking game. I want that game. I will fight everybody to make it. I must fight God for this game. It will happen.
But I'm hoping they're on the right track with all that stuff, because I wonder what they mean by...
Did you hear about the Knights of the Old Republic 2 like mod thing that happened a little while ago where... they said that they were going to patch the game to where it wasn't a game-breaking thing, to where, like, people could actually finish the fucking game, because it launched with a game-breaking glitch in it.
That's
right. And, like, on the Switch and everything, and they were just like, oh, we can't. We just can't do it. Sorry. And I believe they're, like, actually going to have to go to court about it as well, because they literally sold people something broken. Yeah.
Yeah, did they give out refunds after when they said that?
They didn't give out refunds because that wasn't something they could do because they promised it so fucking long ago. But they did offer people like Steam copies or copies on other systems or like other video games on the Switch. Like, what they're the like, we can have these. These games work.
Jesus fucking Christ, really... dude. Oh, you gave us $70. The game doesn't work? Here's the $10 version on Steam.
Here's Cooking Mama. Fuck you. Oh, this is the one with the cryptocurrency.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Here's that Mayo game that was really popular on the PSP a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Mortal Kombat 1, speaking of bullshit.
What happened here, Kyle?
Let's see. Apparently, some more DLC characters have leaked. Ghostface and Jigsaw.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, Ghostface?
Yeah.
Wait, who's Ghostface?
From Scream.
Oh, like, okay, Ghostface. So that's dumb. Yeah. And then Jigsaw? The fucking little Jigsaw. Dude on the bike?
I think so, yeah.
How? We might as well have Chucky in there. What are you doing?
Let's see. Oh, wait.
Explain this to me. Is he going to wheel in on his little tricycle? Boo
tweeted an image showing...
Would you like to play a game? Yes, I am.
Famous horror villains, including Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and Leatherface, all whom have green ticks because they have appeared as guest characters in Mortal Kombat in the past. It's the villains who have green question marks plonked on top who we're most interested in.
Who wrote
however,
plonked?
I don't know.
Who the fuck?
Let's see. Wesley Vinpool. Over here at IGN. Yeah, fuck you for putting plonked in.
Plonked? Who the fuck? Plonked?
Plonked. I don't know. It could be a dialect thing. I have no idea. Fair Anyways, enough. Michael Myers, Pinhead, Chucky, Jigsaw, and Ghostface are all teased here by Boone, and the Mortal Kombat community is responding as you'd expect.
Which is
so yeah, sure,
pissed?
Whatever.
Is that how they're reacting? I don't know how they're reacting, no, writer of this article. Why are you assuming?
There is more to the article. I refuse to read it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not excited about it. Granted, I'm mostly just not excited about Mortal Kombat's business practices.
Warner Brothers, man.
Like, because it's like, oh, look, we put horror people back in the Mortal Kombat. I'm like, I'm sure you did. These are very easy gets for you. And also, you're going to charge me $10 for each one of them, so I just don't care.
Yeah, that you're talking about almost like $200-some-odd just in characters.
You want to play a game? Not for fucking $100, okay? I'm all right. Thank you very much. The iPhone 15 is coming out, and people are ravaging each other for it, which is a problem. So for the people out there creating riots and shit for iPhone 15s, stop that shit. Anyways.
Is that really
But
happening?
If you really want one, and you should get one and claw your way to get one, they can play video games now. Like, it's happened. I'm kind of surprised this hasn't happened sooner, now the more I think about it, but Resident Evil 4 and I believe Resident Evil 8, like a lot of Capcom shit, is now available to run on iPhone 15, which is really interesting.
Wild.
Which is kind of cool, because, I mean, you can Bluetooth your whatever controller to your phone. You could also connect a monitor to your phone if you really just wanted to use your phone as a fucking console. We're in that super future where that's possible now, and I think that's actually really neat.
Yeah, that is cool. My next phone might be capable of shit like that.
I'm sure that you're probably going to have to suffer from like some kind of quality drop somewhere. I don't know. I haven't seen it myself. I am kind of curious about it, but...
Listen to Rebel FM. Arthur Geese was talking about playing Resident Evil Village on an iPad with a Bluetooth controller and a headset on. And he said it looked just as good as the PS4 version. He was happy with it. Ran fine. And that some of these... Like the Resident Evil 4 remake, apparently there are quality settings in the game, just like it would be on PC. So wow, you can definitely like fuck with it some. Like, I'm sure it runs fine. It's got to run at least, hopefully, you would assume at 30. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if that runs at 30 on an iPad, that's pretty impressive. That remake is pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really good looking game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's a neat opportunity for, I guess, mobile gamers to play more modern stuff. Alongside console gamers, PC gamers.
That'd be great if you travel all the time.
Yeah, it gives companies more of an opportunity to get their game out in front of more people. So, just more of an audience.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I know everyone in the gaming industry is getting laid off. Like, I haven't wrote down any of those articles, but I feel like literally every podcast that I listen to, every article I see is like, oh, we let go of like 900 people. Somebody did that.
That was
recently.
Epic.
I don't remember who it was.
Epic.
There we go. yep. Found it. See, I didn't even have to look it up or anything. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking people. Like,
it's a lot of people.
I don't understand like how these CEOs and like super big, like authoritarian people are making so much goddamn money. Like, you got the dude at the top of Blizzard. I can't even remember his name anymore. Bobby Kotick. Is that right? Is that Blizzard Activision? Also?
Yeah. Bobby Kotick.
Like, he's still making a shit zillion dollars for whatever reason. And then, like, oh, we got to let go of all these people so I can continue making a shit zillion dollars. It just bothers the fuck out of me. People just want to make good video games. It's fun stuff, but of course, people are just going to milk the industry for whatever they can get out of it.
Yeah, 830 people.
God damn it.
Yep.
Yeah, and they'll go make their own little studio and make their own little game, and then the engine that they made it on will turn around and be like, hey, you owe us for every download of this fucking video game. Yeah.
That's going to be...
That's
going
to
go down in, like, business books.
Yeah.
Like, of how...
I think Unity is going to, like, fall apart, like, as a company. They're going to have to let go of a bunch of fucking people because they won't be able to pay them anymore.
So,
because of all the shitty things that they've done.
That CEO was the guy who was like trying to charge people for bullets in Battlefield.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Same
like,
guy.
The quotes are
Same
hilarious.
Guy. It's like, oh, I remember you. That's where you wound up. I forgot about that. Like,
yeah.
How many foot in your mouth fucking PR disasters can you fucking be a part of before you're not allowed to be a goddamn CEO anymore?
I don't understand how people like that can continue to get jobs. Like, how are you working for this company?
Scapegoat.
You were literally quoted as the "I want to sell people bullets" guy.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
In times of desperation, they won't care how much money they're spending. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, if you don't have monetization if you don't have monetization in your games, you're a fucking idiot. A direct quote from him.
Yeah.
Which is,
yep.
Yeah, it's like, god damn, dude.
But he's got so much money.
Money, money.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
I know. I
fucking hate this shit. Thanks, Baldur's Gate. I want more companies like you and games like you. Even FromSoft's doing all right. I don't know about Bandai Namco, but at least they're helping our boys in FromSoft, I guess. Remember that Star Wars game that the Detroit Become Human people were making?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, they came out and said that, hey, we're still doing that. We promise. It's not dead.
Oh, I assumed it was dead.
Yeah, I assumed it was dead. I kind of wished it was, and I still kind of hope that it does die. Because I think they're going to mess that thing up. That was like one of the coolest trailers I've ever
seen.
It's
one of the coolest fucking trailers, dude. Like that trailer is...
Was it Star Wars Eclipse?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That trailer is a prime example of like all the cool shit you can do in a Star Wars universe. And I'm like, yeah, give me that. Like, just like, let me... Tell me these cool stories, please.
Like, I remember like the studio name popping up and we were all like, oh no.
Yeah, I was like getting out of my chair and I was like, this is going to be amazing. And we were like, oh no.
I can't even remember the fucking name of their company anymore.
That was when all that shit was coming out too with the head of the studio being like a major piece of shit. And we were all like, what?
Super racist.
Like anybody else. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, of course.
Because, they made all those, Detroit.
Quantic Dream.
Quantic
That's
Dream.
That's what it was. Yeah, Quantic Dream. Good Lord. I want nothing to do with it.
Fuck, dude. That was announced, like, what, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Probably. I don't remember. It was at some, like, Summer Games thing.
Was it Summer
or
Games?
Or Game Awards thing. I'm excited for this year's Game Awards. Holy shit, it's going to be super fun.
Oh, yeah, we do finally get to see a lot of stuff that we've been waiting for.
That too. I think that's all I have for the news here.
Right on.
Has any other fucking news happened?
The cinematic trailer was dropped in late 2021, just before we moved on from that, sorry. God, I might watch that trailer again.
Get all disappointed all over again.
Yeah, fuck.
This will never happen.
Fuck!
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Harmon. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Just trying to steal news from other websites. You know, it goes...
Hey, I get it.
Mortal Kombat 1.
Let's see.
Man, I really wish Tekken 8 came out a little bit sooner.
Was that
just
next year?
Just for the fun of it. It's January, I think.
Yeah. Dude, 20 January, million February, views. Sure. The Star Wars Eclipse trailer. Lord.
Star Wars, it has to. Rules. Where's Fable? What's going on?
Oh god.
Where are my games? What's happening?
Dude, this trailer is doing out there. This trailer is so dope. It just starts so strong, dude.
Yep. But I guess that's all we got for today. We don't have any topics, and you know how these in-between episodes are gonna go. We had the big Joe party. Did I record anything?
Nope.
No. No one was willing to go as far as we need to go for Ragnarok 4.
We're all trying
which
to
is fair.
We're trying to reserve ourselves.
Yep, we're trying to prepare ourselves and make sure we get as good a quality as possible. I believe we'll have one more in between episode next week, and then the week after will be Ragnarok 4.
Yeah.
It was the earliest we're all able to get together
yep.
and ruin ourselves for your entertainment.
Yeah, I think we were all at the party last night, and Josh was like, I got this thing on this weekend, and we were like, well, we got to push it back, and we got to push it back, then there's nothing we can do.
Which is fine. We will do that. And also, I think on that same weekend at this point, the Infinity Cinema is dropping our first single off our new album.
Fuck yeah!
World Fire. Oh. And that's dropping on October 13th, Friday the 13th, for all you losers out there.
Hell
so enjoy
yes.
that.
That's going to be awesome.
Hopefully you enjoy it. Maybe on the next episode, we'll put it at the end so you guys can hear it early.
Ooh.
For fun.
Funsies.
Because you're special to us.
Aww.
And that's how we feel about it.
I don't feel that way.
But anyways.
Yeah, that's them.
Listen to metal and play some video games.
Do it.
And
or we'll find you.
To you out there. That's right. rate us 5 stars on whatever. I don't know. There's probably stars out there. Unless it's 10 stars and give us 10. Because that would look like shit if you gave us 5. Anyways, bye.